David Wildstein, a former Port Authority official in New Jersey and Chris Christie ally, pleaded guilty in federal court today to playing a role in shutting down lanes of traffic during rush hour on the George Washington Bridge, a move taken as political retribution against the mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey, who refused to support Governor Christie's bid for re-election. New Jersey Attorney General Paul Fishman also said today that the buck does not stop with Wildstein.
The federal grand jury has returned a 9-count indictment charging William E. Baroni Jr., who was then the deputy director of the Port Authority, and Bridget Ann Kelly, the former deputy chief of staff in Governor Christie's office, with the same scheme to misuse the property and resources of the Port Authority to punish Mayor Sokolich for not endorsing the governor. That calculated scheme created havoc for Mayor Sokolich's constituents and violated various criminal laws.
Steve Adubato is a political analyst in New Jersey and former state legislator. Welcome, Steve. And can you just start by telling us what exactly did David Wildstein admit to doing in court today?
Basically, David Wildstein said, yeah, it was me. I was the architect together with Bridget Kelly and Bill Baroni. We did this. We concocted this scheme. We were the ones who were less than thrilled, peeved, if you will, that the mayor of Fort Lee, Mayor Sokolich, was not going to be endorsing Governor Christie. And we were going to get him back by, frankly, giving the shaft to the people in Fort Lee and the surrounding areas by using their influence at the Port Authority to shut down those lanes. Huh. They did not, as far as we know at this point, implicate anyone else. It is the three of them. Wildstein took the lead on this, and that's what that, I'm not a lawyer, but that's what that plea sounds like.
Right. And as you said, as far as we know so far, but I mean, how significant is it that Wildstein has not only said that he's guilty on these two conspiracy counts, but that also there are indictments that were announced against Balboni and Kelly as well?
Well, listen, these names have been floated around since this whole story, you know, broke. And these are people who have different kinds of relationships with high-level people in New Jersey, you know, particularly the governor. But the governor said at that press conference, that press conference that was covered by everyone in the media, we're all watching, the governor said, I didn't know about this. The governor said these people, whatever they did or didn't do, they did it without my knowledge. If, in fact, what was said today in public by David Wildstein in open court is the truth, then that's what apparently or allegedly happened. Now, I don't know what else is going to come out after this, but these are high-level people. Bill Baroni was, in fact, a high-level person, the number one person in New Jersey at the Port Authority. Wildstein was the political appointee in New Jersey at the Port Authority. Bridget Kelly was the deputy chief of staff in the administration. These are not low-level people messing around with people's lives. They're high-level people.
Mm. Well, this is not the first time, as you mentioned, that we have heard rumors that Wildstein had discussed these closures with Chris Christie. Is it any more significant, though, now that Wildstein's attorney actually mentioned it in court?
You know, this is the problem with speculating. We don't know what his attorney actually has said to the U.S. attorney, Paul Fishman. There's a difference between what the attorney, Alan Zegas, says in public and what he actually says in private to the U.S. attorney. And since we don't know that, to engage in speculation as to what he did or didn't actually say to the chief law enforcement officer, the federal law enforcement officer in New Jersey, Paul Fishman, the U.S. attorney, we don't know that. Mm-hmm. And so the governor, so far, unless he's an extraordinarily great actor, has said, this has nothing to do with me. I'm not worried about it. And it's going to be interesting to see what he says now, because if what is said publicly is consistent with what he said, then maybe he doesn't have anything to worry about. But we don't know what was said privately.
Yeah. Well, to your point, Mr. Zegas spoke outside the courtroom, the courthouse, after the hearing today. And he said that while Wildstein could not undo what had been done, he could, quote, shed truth on what occurred in the course of that week, what led to the events and what ensued thereafter. I mean, Steve, I just have a really quick question. I take your point about speculation, but this is also like big time politics we're talking about. Maybe it doesn't matter to Chris Christie in the long run, but certainly for as long as this story is in the air and there is an ongoing case, it's got to have some kind of impact on his presidential ambitions.
I want to be clear. I said that's what he said.
Right.
I didn't say it didn't matter. In fact, it matters a lot. And Chris Christie would be the first person to tell you that he may not think it matters to his leadership and his being governor or a presidential candidate if he chooses to do that. But it has clearly hurt his candidacy for the presidency. It has hurt his standing among many people in terms of how they perceive him. That's totally different than a legal question. It's totally different than what did or didn't happen. The perception of Chris Christie has changed dramatically, significantly, politically. Mm. He knows that. Anyone who understands politics and understands life with common sense knows that this has hurt the governor in many, many ways.
Right. Steve Adubato is a political analyst in New Jersey and former state legislator. Thanks so much for joining us today, Steve.
My pleasure.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. It's Here and Now.